Welcome to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift, a weekly program offering sound counsel for those contemplating or facing a divorce. Divorce Counsel is sponsored by the Law Office of Edwards Swift & Associates. Pamela is a certified family law specialist through the State Bar of California Board of Legal Specialization. Edwards Swift & Associates is Inland Empire based and practices family law exclusively. Now, here's this week's program.
Today, the family faces greater stress than perhaps at any time since the Great Depression. And one of the consequences of the present economy is an increase in family strife and divorce. Well, if you or someone you know is contemplating or is facing a divorce, you really need to stay tuned as Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Swift offers insight and answers. Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Swift. I'm your co-host, Brian Horning, and with me as always in studio is my good friend, the president of the Law Offices of Edwards Swift & Associates, Pam Swift. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Brian. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day is right. It's a beautiful day to have a Father's Day, and I'm blessed. I've got three kids, and hopefully they think I'm a pretty good dad.
How old are they?
Oh, let's see, 37, 36, and 27.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm an old guy.
But you never finished being dad, do you?
Oh, no. More dad now than I ever have been.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Pam, what are we going to be addressing today in this program?
Well, one of the things I thought about would be great to talk about in this first segment is we could talk about dads.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about what happens in the court. Do dads get custody? Do moms get custody more often than dad? What happens?
Yeah, there's a general assumption, I mean, that I have and maybe other people have as well, is that the cards are pretty well stacked against dad getting custody. Is that true?
That's not true.
Okay.
And moms need to know that, and I think that would help a lot of people settle cases if they didn't take a position that I'm mom, I'm going to get custody. It's not necessarily a given. If you've got a decent dad and you have a decent mom, I mean, we all have our mistakes.
Sure.
We all have our problems.
Yeah.
But if you've got a basically good person, you know, get up and put their pants on one leg at a time. Mm-hmm. The moms do the same. You're going to have a shot. You're going to have a shot at joint custody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certain things need to happen. You need to live in close proximity to one another. You might need to work out your work schedule. But even if there's a work schedule issue, you know, if mom's got to work and the kids are in daycare, why can't it be on dad's time?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't dad have them in daycare? You know, hopefully they're able to work out their schedules, and that's really the ideal situation. If you get two parents that can work out their work schedules, even if they're divorcing, that they can spend that time with the kids instead of them going to babysitter, what a great thing that would be.
Is it an unusual thing to have sole custody?
It's not unusual if you have a parent who maybe has issues with, you know, addictions of some kind,
right,
or maybe they've moved. As a general rule, and one thing we haven't really talked about is there's two types of custody. There is legal custody and mm-hmm. there is physical custody. When it comes to legal custody, you're going to primarily have joint legal custody no matter what the custodial arrangement is, the physical custodial arrangement.
Okay.
So those are your everyday decision making. You know, when do we go to the doctor? Do we okay shots or not? When do they start school or what school do they attend? Do they get a driver's license or not? Just the everyday decisions we make, maybe that's not every day, mm-hmm. but the decisions we make as parents for our children, mm-hmm. that type of thing. That's going to be joint. And those are things that people need to work on together,
mm-hmm.
which is why I really promote the mediation and collaboration.
Right,
another
right.
reason, because if you're in litigation, you're not going to agree on anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to agree on those shots. I had one case in my office that involved an infant, and the parties had joint legal, joint physical custody. I represented dad, and I was able to get him joint physical custody, even though we were dealing with an infant, and infants are going to be the exception to the rule. They're usually going to be primarily with mom, and you're going to have frequent visitation with dad. But I was able to work out an arrangement that dad had 50% of the time.
Hmm.
But we had, the parents were at odds over what was going to happen with the shots. Mom was of the belief that the child shouldn't have shots at all. Dad's
right.
of the belief that the child should start shots and we need to do it sooner rather than later. So we were at odds. Well, the doctor's office gets involved. The police get called. We had to go back to court, you know, two or three times. Ultimately, the child did get the shots and everything was taken care of the way it was supposed to. But Boy, what you have to go through if you're not in agreement.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
Mm-hmm. I know that, the perception is that in a divorce situation, dad pretty much takes it on the chin. He's the one who's got the breadwinning capacity, and he gets to pay, and he doesn't get much benefit. And that can happen.
Yes.
In the event that dad decides, you know, I'm not going to fight this, and I'm not going to get myself good representation.
Definitely. I mean, and there's where representation makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you about one case, and I don't know if we talked about it on the air or not, but I had, I represented mom, and mom had not been a part of this child's life at all. She had moved out of the state, and she decided that she now wanted custody of this child. And the child, because of the fact that she hadn't lived with mom, had this fantasy about what it would be like to live with mom, which, by the way, isn't unusual. That happens quite often. If you've got one parent that has primary custody, the general rule is they are going to fantasize about living with the other parent. Anyway, we went into court, and I really shouldn't have won that case. I should not have, but I did. And mom's a good person, and dad is too, but the child had been raised by dad and should probably have stayed with dad. If I feel strongly if I'd had dad's side, the child, there wouldn't have been orders to move. But
sounds like Kramer versus Kramer.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We are going to take a quick break. Folks, just want to let you know about some of the things we're going to be talking about today. We are going to be, we started last week talking about a special, a divorce in a day. And we're going to explain that. It's a mediation process. And priced very, very affordably, very similar to what you would pay with a paralegal service, but having many, many additional benefits. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to compare that to court-ordered mediation. There's a big difference. I didn't know that, but, well, we're going to find that out. And then in our last segment, we have a special guest who does, when you're talking about mediation or collaboration and there's real estate involved, this is a real estate professional who specializes in this, and she'll be our guest. So you stay tuned. The phone number to reach Pam, I didn't give that out, and I'm sorry. It's 909-606-0101. Again, 909-606-0101. We'll be right back.
In tough economic times, paying taxes and getting your accounting up to date often gets put on the back burner. It's true for businesses and true for families, too. Maybe your business needs its accounting brought up to date. Maybe the county, state, or the IRS are pressuring you. Or maybe you've just put off getting your taxes filed. If I've just described you, then here's a name you need to know. Dave Bowman. Dave's on staff at Christian Scott & Associates. Why Dave? Well, for 10 years, Dave's been serving clients with tax and accounting issues. He's a CPA and knows the tax code and the inner workings of the county, state, and the IRS. He also has a 92% retention rate with his clients. Call Dave and his staff at Christian Scott & Associates today at 909-393-2711. That's 909-393-2711. Christian Scott & Associates, your tax and accounting specialist.
Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, your co-host here with Attorney Pam Swift, the president of the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates. Pam, we dealt with this subject of mediation, and I know that your heart is in more in the mediation side than in the litigation side.
Correct.
Why?
Well, I've seen, since I've been practicing family life, I've seen what it does to the families and what it does to the children. It just tears people apart. And they don't realize it's not just the money involved, it's the emotions and the fact that you're giving up 2, 3, maybe more years of your life to go through this.
Right.
It's not worth it.
Right. Well, that in effect, and folks, you guys ought to know, those of you that are listening, Pam will make a lot more money if you do litigation.
Absolutely.
You'll make a lot less money if you do mediation.
Absolutely.
But mediation in many, many, many cases is a way better solution.
In most cases, it is. Yeah, and what are you going to do? You've got one side that, you know, they're just bent on going to court. There's just not much you can do about that, unfortunately. But it's just so much better for the kids and for the parties to go through mediation.
Now, I want to make sure that we clarify. There's a difference between what you're talking about and court-ordered mediation.
Absolutely.
Explain that.
court-ordered mediation, if anyone has filed a petition, and this is kind of words to the people that are already involved in the litigation process, and there's children involved, they've received, if they have a court date coming up to discuss custody with the judge, to put that before the judge, they've received notice that they have to go to mediation. Mm-hmm. And the mediation in San Bernardino County and in Riverside County is what's called, we have a reporting mediation. So even though it's supposed to be private, and you're going in and you're talking to a third party who's employed by the court system, you're going to talk to them. If you're dad, you're going to talk about, you know, why you want the kids. Your mom's going to talk about why she wants the kids. And then the mediator, if the two of you don't reach an agreement in the very short period of time they give you, which is less than an hour, the mediator is going to make a decision and is going to make that recommendation to the judge. What I'm talking about for the mediation in my office is it is private. Mm. The people come into my office and everything we talk about remains private. Nothing is published unless both parties agree it's going to be published. So if we don't reach an agreement, which normally, by the way, we do, mm-hmm. but if for some reason we don't reach an agreement, and they decide they want to go to litigation, that's never what we discussed in my office is never going to get
out. Not coming
out
in court.
It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But the mediation within the court system, the mediation that, you know, that you would think is going to be private, and you're talking about your children. Oh no, it's public.
Part of the court record.
It's part of the court record, and they say it's supposed to be confidential. Mm-hmm. But the judges are going to make their orders 9 times out of 10 based on what that recommendation was in that very brief period of time that this non-judicial officer or this non-judicial person rather, you know, said.
That's a little scary.
It is very scary.
Wow.
It is, and that's as I'm shaking my head as to why is it that people would, you know, I've talked about why give it to the person in the black robe? Why give it to this other person?
Sure.
Who are they to decide what's happening with the kids? Who's the judge to decide what's happening with the kids? I'm going to decide what's happening with my kids.
Yeah.
I don't want some third party.
Best agreed to by the parents.
And it's something that's happened in a short period of time. If you have one party who's a little bit better at arguing than the other party.
Right.
You know what? Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. Sometimes they see them, by the way, as being controlling. Mm-hmm. That can backfire on you. Mm. They think, oh, that person's controlling. So I'm going to give custody to this non-controlling.
You're playing with a loaded gun there.
Big time.
Yeah.
And it depends on who your mediator is.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's the court mediation.
Okay. So that's very different from what we're talking about.
Very different.
In a couple of minutes, try to give me an overview of what the mediation factor you're talking about. And we're giving this, folks, I'm not sure I'm crazy about the name, but it certainly does describe it. We're talking about divorce in a day.
Right. And that's what it's a service that I'm trying to offer right this minute because I see the need out there.
Right.
There's a number of people that need help from a legal professional, but they can't afford it.
Right.
They're trying to do it themselves.
And they're going to a paralegal.
They're going to a paralegal or some other type of, it might be something over the internet where they're using a service, but they're not getting the legal advice. And if someone is trying to give them legal advice, number one, it's illegal to do so because they're not an attorney. But what they're getting is not going to be valid. It's not going to be valid information. So what I'm doing is trying to help these people out and for a very low cost, devote my entire day to a couple, the entire day. And they're going to come into my office. I'm going to have a paralegal that's dedicated for the day to this couple. And when they walk out of my office, they're going to walk in and they're going to walk out. They're going to have an agreement when they walk out the door.
Mm-hmm. In most cases, maybe not. Maybe it could be some that won't because of the complications.
Yes, there may be things that are more complicated. But what I'm going to do for these people, in fact, I haven't said this, but if they're interested in divorce in a day, if they call Janet and tell them I'm interested in divorce in a day, I will do a phone consultation to see if they'd even qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want people to waste their time and effort to come out if it's not going to work. So I will talk to both parties to see if it's even something that would work for that couple.
Right.
And it'll be a free consultation over the phone.
Okay.
It's just a phone consultation.
Let me give the phone number out. It's 909-606-0101. Again, 909-606-0101. Okay, so someone would call. You would do some phone counseling with them to determine whether mediation might work for them. if it is something that would work for them, is it because the there would be limited custody issues and limited financial issues, or what would be the determining factors?
Well, mediation could be for anybody, no matter what the custodial issues are, what the financial issues. What I'm talking about is trying to do the divorce in a day.
Okay.
Let these people get on with their life. They're going to come in the door, we're going to get this over with, and then they get on with their life.
Mm-hmm.
What that is going to entail is they're going to have most of the issues resolved, if not all of them, and they need someone to help them phrase it in a way that they're both going to be protected.
That's an important part of it, isn't it?
Very.
Because the risk with a paralegal is that, well, number one, they're not experts in this field. They're not specialists, and you are.
I'm a certified family law specialist.
Now, tell folks what that means and how you got that.
Well, that's a designation that most attorneys don't have. And
mm-hmm.
In fact, if you look it up, there's very few in San Bernardino County or even in the Inland Empire that are certified specialists. Any attorney can say they practice family law, but only a certain number of us are certified specialists. It means I took a special bar exam. It means I had to get peer review. It means I had to prove that I'd had so many trials and so many contested hearings. I had to get review from judicial officers, and it's something that's ongoing. It's not tenured.
Right.
Once you are become a certified specialist, you have to keep renewing that
and
license.
Folks, that would be available to you in this mediation process, having that kind of expertise at a very reasonable price.
Yes.
Again, that phone number is 909-606-0101. Again, 909-606-0101. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got a special guest on the line who's going to be talking about something that I think you're going to find very interesting with regard to divorce and real estate. You stay tuned.
In tough economic times, paying taxes and getting your accounting up to date often gets put on the back burner. It's true for businesses and true for families, too. Maybe your business needs its accounting brought up to date. Maybe the county, state, or the IRS are pressuring you. Or maybe you've just put off getting your taxes filed. If I've just described you, then here's a name you need to know. Dave Bowman. Dave's on staff at Christian Scott & Associates. Why Dave? Well, for 10 years, Dave's been serving clients with tax and accounting issues. He's a CPA and knows the tax code and the inner workings of the county, state, and the IRS. He also has a 92% retention rate with his clients. Call Dave and his staff at Christian Scott & Associates today at 909-393-2711. That's 909-393-2711. Christian Scott & Associates, your tax and accounting specialist.
Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, your co-host here with Pam, the president of the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates. All right, Pam, we've got a guest on the line, and I want you to take the introduction here.
We do, and I'm real excited. This is Laurel Starks. Laurel Starks is with Keller Williams in Rancho Cucamonga.
Mm-hmm.
And Laurel is a real estate agent that goes beyond being a real estate agent. I've talked to you in the past about being trained in collaborative law.
Right.
In collaborative divorce. It was a 3-day training. It was in Phoenix. Guess what? Laurel's been trained as in collaborative divorce. I also just came back and I told you about, I was real excited about the extensive mediation training that I went to with Forrest Mostyn, who's a premier mediator in Beverly Hills and trains worldwide. Laurel also went through his training. So Laurel is not a real estate agent. She's a real estate professional.
Mm-hmm.
And she's especially trained and has gone to a lot of effort to educate herself to help people going through difficult times.
And Laurel, you and I have had a chance to talk, and I know that this is a passion of yours, isn't it?
That's correct, it is.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how does this specialty that you have manifest itself when folks are getting a divorce?
When people are going through divorce, a lot of times it is, especially in this market, dealing with the marital residence, the house, or any real property within the marriage has become increasingly complicated.
Yeah, I was going to say a couple of years ago, they'd be trying to figure out how to split the profits.
Exactly.
And Laurel, we're hit with some big problems here with in the Inland Empire. Maybe you could address with regard to, I know there's clients are coming to me saying, should we go into foreclosure? Should there be a short sale? What do we do? And I need to turn to somebody like you. What would you tell people about short sales, for instance?
Well, a lot of times people who are going through divorce and have got financial hardship that comes along with divorce, it's almost a given a lot of times, they tend to want to just sometimes just walk away from it all. Mm-hmm. And say, you know what, I'm going to, I just can't deal with it right now, and let the bank have the house. I'm just going to let it foreclose. I'm going to join the statistics of, you know, a million plus people who've done that in Southern California. And a lot of times they don't think about the consequences. What I tell my clients that come in to me is that you will wake up from this nightmare one day and you're going to want to go on with your life. And the less baggage that you have to go on with your life is going to be a benefit to you. Going through having a short sale is not something that you're going to come out just with stellar credit and that there are no consequences necessarily. There can be consequences. A lot of times you hear about tax consequences in short sales. There can also be tax consequences in foreclosure.
Yes.
The banks can, in some instances, pursue a deficiency judgment in a foreclosure as well, especially when we are seeing second mortgages.
Can you explain to everyone what a deficiency, what that is?
Sure. A deficiency judgment is basically a judgment that a bank has obtained that is going to hold you responsible for the balance on the note. So, for example, if there's a second mortgage in the amount of $50,000 and the house forecloses, the first mortgage forecloses, the second mortgage can, in some instances, sue you for the their balance.
So if I buy a house and it's there's an original loan, but then I get a second, you're saying that with regard to the second, that the bank could come after me if I didn't pay that loan, and if it was sold at a lower price or foreclosed on.
Right.
They could come after me, but what if it's the house that the loan that I purchased the house with? What about that?
If it is purchase money, which is most of the time going to be non-recourse, and it's a case by case scenario. It's a case by case basis, and of course I have to tell, you know, everybody should get their own situation looked at and reviewed by a tax professional as well as an attorney. But by and large, in the state of California, purchase money is used to purchase the property. And in fact, there are seconds that were used a lot of times to purchase the property. They got an 80% first and a 20% second. In those instances, most of the time, the second doesn't have recourse.
Oh, okay.
However, the other thing that we look at with a short sale is the impact on credit.
And I'm going to have to stop you here, Laurel, because we're running out of time. The bottom line from the conversation I had with you is you're going to be way better off doing a short sale than you are just letting things go to foreclosure. And the other thing I want our listeners to know is that your track record with short sales is way above the average.
Yes, that's right. In the Inland Empire, in the month of May, 12% of the sold homes were short sales.
Mm-hmm.
And 71% of them were bank-owned properties. And if you look at how many short sales are closing, it's a roughly 7 to 12% in there at any given time. I have closed, knock on wood, I've got 100% of mine have closed or are in the process of closing.
Yeah.
So it can
great.
Be done, but it takes a lot of skill by a listing agent.
Congratulations, Laurel.
Well,
that's great.
Folks, that's going to wrap up the show for this week. We're going to have to bring you back, Laurel. I want to give Pam's phone number out. It is 909-606-0101, 909-606-0101. Thanks for giving us your time, folks. We hope you'll be back next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pam Swift. Pam, we'll see you then.
Thanks. Bye, Byron. Bye, Laurel.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Edwards Swift. For more information about today's program or other questions, please call Pam at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to tune in next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Edwards Swift here on 590 KTIE, the talk of the Inland Empire.